What's going on, guys? My name is Corey Willis, and you're listening to the Southern Rain Podcast. Now, I know you guys are asking yourselves, hey, Corey, what is the Southern Rain Podcast? Well, we discuss all of the latest news surrounding the ACC, Big 12, and SEC conferences in college athletics. Now, I'll interview some of the most talented sports journalists around, and I'll also take some time to read some of your questions on social media. Now, this week, I'll discuss the top games heading into week one of the college football season. That's right, folks. College football is back. So sit back and relax, because this is episode two of the Southern Rain Podcast. Welcome back, guys, to another edition, episode two of the Southern Rain Podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Corey Willis. Glad to be back here with you guys. Sorry that I was gone for so long. I promise you that over time, and with college football being back, that this podcast will be more on a consistent basis, that I'll try to get this podcast probably around Monday or Tuesday-ish after all the games are played. So sorry about taking so long for episode two, but I promise you guys that as the season progresses, of course we have college soccer, volleyball going on right now. A lot of things are going on, not just college football, but more and more. I do this podcast. As the weeks go by, you'll get a more consistent show out of me. I promise you that. But yeah, so what are we talking about today? Of course, college football is here. Only a couple days away. As I'm recording this on a Thursday, Texas A&M is about to take on Northwestern State in just a couple of minutes from now. Looking to see what Jimbo Fisher does. This is, I wouldn't say a huge year for him, because of course he's new, but just the excitement of the program, I can literally see through my television screen that a lot of Aggie fans are excited. So that makes me excited. That makes me excited as well. So yeah, looking to see what this team looks like this year in 2018. So yeah, of course this week I'm going to be discussing the top games in week one of the college football season. So a couple of games that have my eye right now, of course, you know, outside of the conferences that we talk about, of course, we have Michigan, Notre Dame. That's going to be a big game. One of the first games I wanted to talk about was Alabama versus Louisville coming this Saturday. Alabama and Louisville will be taking on each other in Orlando, Florida. That's a big game for both. A lot of people made the questions or have asked the question, who's going to start at the quarterback position? Everybody wants to know, is it Tua? Is it Jalen? Who is it going to be? Nick Saban has pretty much given us that whole feeling of you'll see when the game begins. And honestly, you know, we'll see when the game begins, just like what Nick Saban says. So I know the depth chart does say Tua at the top, and then Jalen second. So, you know, of course, I expect to see both of them play. Like, both of them are going to play in some capacity, unless it becomes a very tight game to the point where now Nick Saban has decided to leave out one guy during that whole game and just go with one quarterback, stick with one quarterback. But for the most part, I see them playing both Tua and Jalen on Saturday night. But on the other side, Louisville,
They have to start a brand new quarterback as well. Juwan Pass is going to take the reins as quarterback after Lamar Jackson left for the NFL. Juwan Pass, he was a highly recruited player coming out of high school. I think he was a four-star recruit, if to my knowledge. I have to look that up on 24/7 Sports. But Juwan Pass, he's a very athletic quarterback, so I would say. You know what happens when Alabama takes on athletic quarterbacks, of course. It's always a challenge for them trying to get over the hump of, you know, attacking a quarterback like a Juwan Pass or Lamar Jackson, just quarterbacks like that in general, are difficult for Alabama, or can be difficult for Alabama at times. But while people do say that, you know, that they can't do this, that they can't do that, that the defense is not built for that, all I've seen for the last couple of years is that Alabama has had some consistency in really wanting to delve into taking on those kind of quarterbacks and have done a pretty good job, I would say. Like, when you think of a couple of years ago, Dak Prescott was one of those athletic quarterbacks who could run and pass, and they handled him pretty well. I know last year, Stidham, although he didn't really run too much last year in Iron Bowl, they just don't seem like a team that – they don't look like the old Alabama teams from the past where they just have trouble in trying to stop athletic quarterbacks. They have gotten to the point where they've gotten pretty better at handling those situations. So – you know, it's still going to be intriguing to me, because seeing a team like Alabama that's so dominant on defense, like that's their bread and butter. They thrive on the defense. That's how they win a lot of their championships, I'd say, just through their defense. Coming into week one, what is the game plan for Juwan Pass? They've never seen this kid before. Probably outside of a little tape that they seen him coming in when Lamar Jackson had to sit out. But, this will be his first time playing, of being the number one quarterback there for Louisville. And you know he's only gotten better with time. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that game come Saturday night. Let's see. The next game that I have on my list is LSU versus Miami coming Sunday. Joe Burrow, of course you know about him. He's the transfer from Ohio State. He's going to be the starter, of course, for LSU. No surprise. But, he's going to be the number one quarterback for the Tigers come Sunday. Just another big game that I want to see, just because I love defense. I know a lot of people here are like, I'd rather see teams score a lot of points. But, you know, I'm still a guy who loves and believes in defensive football. Defense wins championships at the end of the day. We hear that all the time. The game between Diaz and Dave Aranda is going to be very, very interesting to watch. Like, who has the better defense of the two? Is it Diaz or Aranda? All of the talent on both teams. I'll say from Miami, you have Gerald Willis, Mike Jackson, Shaq Quarterman. LSU, A lot of people, of course, say that they have the best secondary in college football. I can agree with that, maybe. when you have Greedy Williams, talent like Grant Delpit, Rashad Lawrence, those guys just on the defensive side of the ball are, you know, guys that the NFL just looks at and say, hey, I want that guy to be a part of my club. This guy can potentially make our team better. And I look at this game to where I see plenty of NFL talent out there. And not just on the defensive side of the ball. Of course, on the offensive side of the ball as well. Malik Rozier is back for his final season. So, yeah, that's going to be a big game. Big game for both Mark Richt and Ed Orgeron. When we think about the college football playoffs, we always talk about, hey, if you lose a game, you're setting yourselves up. You're not really setting yourselves up for just necessarily losing a chance at the college football playoff. But, you know, you're already on the ropes when you do lose that first game. And this is a big game for both teams. You have Miami that's trying to get over the hump in the ACC. You have LSU that's just trying to get over the offensive slump. If LSU can produce some kind of offensive game plan versus Miami's defense that's stable enough to where they can win the game, I can see LSU becoming a real threat in the SEC, of course. But they have to have some consistency at the quarterback position. Miami has to have some consistency just with their whole team, not just one unit, because we saw what happened to them last year. They couldn't finish the last three games of their season. So this is a big game for both teams on Sunday. And I'm going to be watching it just like you guys, looking to see what happens. So, yeah, that game is going to be intriguing. I'll say more intriguing than Alabama and Louisville. But I'm ready to see it. It's going to be a slobber knocker, as Jim Ross, WWE legend, would say. All right. Of course, guys, this is going to be a short show because I have been out so long and everything, and been a little busy, but I do have more games that I do want to talk about, including, this is one that you guys are probably going to like, because I know you guys like teams that score lots and lots of points. Ole Miss, Texas Tech, in Houston, Texas. That game is going to be a big game. Like I said, if you're a fan of offensive football, that is a game that you certainly don't want to miss. All of the offensive players that Ole Miss has, think of guys like an A.J. Brown. It's just an excellent, excellent player. He's going to be one of the top wide receiver picks in the draft for sure. Just all of the talent, I would say, on the offensive side of the ball that, you know, can really get down and score points. I look for that game to probably be exceed the touchdown total of that TCU Baylor game a couple of years ago. You remember that game was like, both teams were like in the 70s. Look for both of these teams to probably be in the 80s, just because while you see A.J. Brown and Jordan Ta'amu and a lot of that talent around offensively for Ole Miss, look for not much defense to be involved. So yeah, that's gonna be one game to look for if you're a fan of a lot of points being scored. So, next game, Washington and Auburn, they'll take on each other in ATL in Atlanta come Saturday. That's a big game. A lot of people are talking about. Yeah, Washington has shown themselves to be a worthy opponent in the Pac-12 division. And them taking on Auburn will be a big challenge that I would say, honestly. Of course, Jarrett Stidham's back. He has tons of talent at the wide receiver position. They still need to find kind of that running back to replace. So we'll see what happens with that. But when I look at Auburn, I look at a team that still can light up the scoreboard. Gus Malzahn's offense is a testament to that, that when they want to, they can light up the scoreboard on you. But they still have some very, very good defense. I say a guy like Derrick Brown that plays for Auburn, a lot of people talk about him that he's just a beast on the line. And that is true. So Washington has to look out for him and a lot of their other players on the squad as well. So that's a big game for both. It's one of those games where I look at it just like the LSU and the Miami game, where, you know, if you lose one game, just one game, guys, you can potentially already put your back against the wall. You have to get over, well, you have to win every game each week, of course, but losing the game, especially a game of that magnitude on the first week of the college football season, can hurt your chances, but it won't just destroy your chances. I'll say it probably like 25%. It'll hurt your chances, but still have a chance to make it to the college football playoffs if you can consistently win in the regular season. If you can just stay consistent and win the rest of your game. So, yeah, it's a storyline to look out for when looking at Washington and Auburn after that game is being played. Like, who has more? Who has more in the tank to, you know, come out of that first game with a W? But at the end of the day, I see both teams still having a good season. It's one of those games that separate the boys from the men, or the men from the boys, as I would say. What else we have? Oh, yeah. It's a game, probably out of all of the games that I've talked about so far, Tennessee and West Virginia, Will Grier will take on the Volunteers in a different uniform this time. They'll be competing in Charlotte, home of the Panthers. Keller Chris and Jerry Garitano. So far, what we've heard is that there hasn't been a true number one quarterback in the eyes of Jeremy Pruitt yet. So I, of course, look for both of them to play. Look for both of them to compete in that game. And, of course, they'll find out who's the better of the two. Of course, Keller Chris, guy who played at Stanford, was not a bad quarterback at all in my eyes. So I will say at least Tennessee does have somebody that I can say that Jerry Garantano can, you know, look to as somebody that's actually done it, that's actually played plenty of games throughout a season. And but I will say Jerry Garitano does have his work cut out to him because he's just as athletic as Keller Chris. Some people probably would say that he's just a little bit more athletic, and I could probably agree with that. The guy, he can run. He does have an arm on him. It's just the direction. Let's see what Jeremy Pruitt can, what he can do potentially with Jerry Garitano. And both with, and also with Keller Chris as well, as the two quarterbacks that they'll look to help get some production out this year. But, Will Grier is returning back for his final season to West Virginia. A guy so far who's had 3,194 yards and 32 touchdowns as a Mountaineer. This is a guy who before, when he was at Florida, he was a guy that, you know, he was an instant star. And he stayed an instant star till this very day at West Virginia. And I'm happy to see that he's doing well. He's a great guy. I can tell just, you know, in and out of football. And, Will Grier will return to face the Volunteers this Saturday. So that's going to be a big game for both teams. And I say just a little bit different because while you do have West Virginia, a team that's trying to, you know, win the Big 12. But you have Tennessee that's a team that's, you know, now they have Jeremy Pruitt. They're trying to establish some kind of identity of who they are. They, of course, every team wants to have a good season, but I can tell Jeremy Pruitt just wants to see where his guys' heads are at. And taking on West Virginia is no easy task, but I will say that one game will determine a lot on just how strong-minded that his guys are. He wants to see how strong-minded his guys can potentially be as the season progresses. So it's going to be a big game for both. I'm ready to see the improvement off of both teams. It should be fun. It should be fun. But that's all I have for you today. Of course, I've probably like 15, 20 minutes away, I think, before kickoff between Texas A&M and Northwestern State. So I'm glad to be back with you guys. I promise you guys I'll be back after week one to talk about everything that went down throughout the week. And, we'll talk about all of the college football news, talk some I promise you guys, I'll talk some volleyball and some soccer news with you guys, some games coming out, and probably also get a chance to speak to someone around one of the conferences, talking about some of the teams out there, some of the teams that we can look forward to. That's it for this week's show. Oh, I forgot. I promised you guys that you can also follow the show on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. I promise you, I'll have those pages up for you guys and up and running, and that you can, of course, follow them so you can get updated on when a new episode arrives. And, of course, you can on Twitter, you can follow the handle at TSR Podcast. That's all one handle. All one word, that's what I would say. And you can also search the show on Facebook and Instagram, of course. But I promise you guys I'll have all of that up for you guys as soon as I can. And, because I love you guys so much. I want to make this show as good as possible for you guys. But, college football is upon us. We are back. We are ready to roll. And just college sports in general is back. I mean, after the College World Series, and you had a month or two of nothing happening. Now everything's happening at rapid pace. But guys, that's it for this week. That's all I have. Of course, I'll see you next week after week one is said and done. But until next time, I'm Corey Willis, and I'll see you next week, guys. Peace.